Welcome, everyone, to Wisdom for a Crazy World, your trusted source for 21st century common sense. We hope you're having a great day, but just in case you're not, our host, Tom McQueen, is about to make it a lot better. So sit back, relax, and enjoy today's episode. And now, it is my privilege to introduce to you one of the most popular podcasters on any network, award-winning author and speaker, Tom McQueen.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. I'm Tom McQueen, and you are listening to another episode of Wisdom for a Crazy World. And the title of our show this week is The Spiritual State of the Nation, The Results. Well, before we get into that, I want to give you our contact information, which is our email address, letters to Ethan at AOL.com, and our telephone number, area code 727-688-5121. And I always want to express my gratitude to the many telephone calls and emails I received during the week from people who listen to this podcast. I'm so thankful for your insights, your observations, and suggestions for shows, so keep it coming. As a matter of fact, our show this week is based on a suggestion to the network that we send out a questionnaire to our listeners worldwide about what they thought of the spiritual state of the United States of America. You know, what is our spiritual character and how are we doing spiritually in the United States? Now, people not only replied from the United States, they replied from all over, but I'm only going to share with you responses from our country here because those seem to be most applicable and most insightful. Although I'm grateful for all those who responded in Canada, for example, and in England, to the survey, and each respondent was asked to give America's spiritual character a grade. So I will share that with you as well. So the first response came from Phil in Boston, who said he gave the spiritual character of the United States of America the grade of D. He said, "Our country has lost its way. We put too much faith, hope, and trust in our elected officials, and except for a few, the majority have never spoken about faith or spirituality in any speech I've ever heard. Whatever happened to one nation under God?" Well, thanks, Phil. And I'm sorry that grade was a D, but I understand where you're coming from. Charisse in Seattle gave us the grade of a C. She said, "Our faith isn't meant to be lived in a vacuum. Going to church isn't enough. I saw a sign once that said, we have to do more than preach the message. We have to be the message." Well, Charisse, I saw that same sign around here and on the internet, and I agree with that completely. So thank you so much for your comment. Tori here was a college sophomore in North Carolina who took time away from her college life and her academic studies to also grade spirituality in America with a grade of C. And this is what she said. "When people realize that their life is a prayer, maybe our country will change for the better. But right now, prayer isn't even okay in our classrooms, and neither is the Pledge of Allegiance because they mention God." Understand where you're coming from there, Tori. I really do. And thank you so much for that comment. This comment came from Lester, who is a U.S. Navy veteran and lives in Pennsylvania. So first of all, Lester, thank you so much for your service to our country and for taking the time to write in. He gave our spiritual character a grade of F. "America isn't in a good place," he said. "When was the last time faith or spirituality came up in a conversation you ever had? All we seem to listen to are empty promises from politicians who have no one's interest in mind but their own." Well, I understand that also. And when we come back after our break, I have a couple more comments to share. Then we'll process those comments and come up with what I believe is a plan for what we need to improve the status of our spiritual state here in the United States. So glad you're here today. Thank you for being here. I'm Tom McQueen. You are listening to Wisdom for a Crazy World, and we'll be right back after this short message.
In this chaotic world, there's a timeless need for wisdom. Whether it's deciphering life's puzzles, dealing with bullies, mastering the art of handling a tough boss, or creating positive change in our world, a little guidance can make a world of difference. And that's what you will find on the podcast, Wisdom for a Crazy World, hosted by Chaplain Tom McQueen. Wisdom for a Crazy World brings insights that are rooted in wisdom from a biblical perspective. Episode subjects include Jesus therapy, surviving a toxic boss, and God's Independence Day. With his soothing voice and wealth of wisdom, Chaplain McQueen is your ally in facing life's challenges head on. Discover comfort and reassurance with Chaplain Tom McQueen on Wisdom for a Crazy World, available on Spotify, Apple Podcast, and wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. You have been listening to Wisdom for a Crazy World, and the title of our episode this week is The Spiritual State of the Nation, The Results Show. And our network sent out a survey to our listeners around the world, and of course, we're concentrating on responses from the United States asking that question: what do you think of the spiritual character or the spiritual state of the United States of America? And in the first segment, I read to you three or four responses, and they asked them also to grade the spiritual character of the United States. And in the first four responses I read to you, the grades were D, C, C, and F. Well, here's another response from Linda, who's a retired bookkeeper who lives in an ALF in Wisconsin, an adult living facility. She said, "If God created us and gave us everything that we have, why aren't we taking better care of the world and the people in it?" Good question, Linda. That's a great question. She also graded the spiritual character of the United States with a D. Now, unless you think all the grades were bad that we got, they weren't. We had many positive responses as well. But I have to say that the overwhelming responses, as we averaged them out, gave the spiritual character of the United States a grade of between C and D, or a C minus. But here was a B plus from Josie, who was a nurse in Indiana. And Josie said this: "I see my fellow nurses and medical professionals doing God's work every day. They overlook the flaws and inconsistencies in the system to care for people in the same way that Jesus did when he walked on this earth." Well, thank you, Josie. That was a pretty insightful comment, and thank you for your vocation as a nurse. Of course, I have the privilege of working with many wonderful nurses at hospice, and I'm sure that they feel similarly to you in the way that they care for the people that they serve each and every day. Well, the question becomes, what are we going to do about an overwhelming response from over 300 people that rated us, the spiritual character of the United States, as between a C and a D? And I recall that passage from Ezekiel chapter 37, verses 4 and 5. "Then he said to me, 'Prophesy to these bones and say to them, dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. This is what the sovereign Lord says to these bones. I will make breath enter you, and you will come to life. I will attach tendons to you, and make flesh come upon you, and cover you with skin. I will put breath in you, and you will come to life. Then you will know that I am the Lord.'" And that's what God has done for each and every one of us. He has brought us to life. He has given us a sharing in his life. So what are we going to do with that? And why are we rating the country in which we live as less than a C in terms of being a spiritual state. So from my perspective, spiritual awakening is something that Christians everywhere want to see take place, whether it's in their own neighborhoods or globally. We're going to ask the Lord to do again what he did in Ezekiel. For those who have no hope, who are dead in their sins, because of the power of Jesus, that their dry bones can come to life. And we need the breath of God. We need them to realize that the breath of God is within them and that they can be reborn because of Christ. And when they are, and when they feel that, and when they sense that, that's when they become a hope and a help to one another. So when we come back after the break, we'll have a special prayer for that spiritual awakening in America, and I hope you'll join us for that prayer. I'm Tom McQueen, and you are listening to Wisdom for a Crazy World. We'll be right back, my friends.
The Matthew 25 Mission, founded by Chaplain Tom McQueen, is a not-for-profit charity created to serve the physical, emotional, and spiritual needs of the poorest of the poor in Florida. We invite you to visit our website at www.matthew25mission.com. Read about our history and our work, and consider a tax-deductible donation. 100% of all contributions are used to provide food, shelter and clothing to those in need, and all donations are tax deductible. Recalling the words from the Gospel of St. Matthew, "As long as you did it for one of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did it for me." Please visit our website at www.matthew25mission.com and help our cause. God bless you and thank you.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. I'm Tom McQueen, and you are listening to Wisdom for a Crazy World in our show this week entitled The Spiritual State of the Nation. What are the results? What's it looking like here in America? And our listeners, a small representative sample, graded us somewhere between a C and a D. But we can change that. And I was wondering during the break, who have you been praying for that would receive the gift of salvation through Jesus? You know, God hasn't given up on them. And so today, when we pray for others as we close our show, let it remind us of the people in our lives and around us each day who are in desperate need of our Savior. And may it renew a passion within us to be living life through the power of the Holy Spirit and not our own human strength, so that we can be a hope and a help to them. And so let us pray. Our powerful God, we call on your name, Jesus, today. We ask that you would move boldly and that you would do a new thing in the hearts and lives around us to strengthen our nation for a spiritual awakening. We pray for that to take place. And as we look around at the dry bones in our societies and in our cities, we see people who have no idea who you are. We see people who have been hurt by the sins of others. We see people who are so thirsty for the truth. You say in John, "But whoever drinks of the water that I will give them will never be thirsty again. The water that I will give them will become in them a spring of water welling up to eternal life." This is our prayer today, that the nations and our towns would drink of the living water of you, Jesus, that they would be eternally satisfied in you. We pray that their spiritual dryness would be revived and refreshed by you who are, and you and what you have done on their behalves. Jesus, we pray for that spiritual awakening within our own hearts. In the places which we have become hardened to you, soften our hearts and open our eyes to you and your gospel. Speak to us through your word. Guide us by your Spirit to be ambassadors for you. We pray for creative ways to share the gospel and for open doors to love those around us. Keep us sensitive to your Holy Spirit as we go through our days, knowing that you are working in our midst. Show us your power and your glory. Help others to see the work of your hand in this country. May our messages of the gospel come across clearly and fall on open ears. Give those who are spiritually dead hope and revive their hearts in you. Help us as we share and provide opportunities for them to hear the hope that we have in you. God, we pray that our cities, our states, and our nations would know that you are the Lord, because there is none like you. Spiritual awakening begins with one person at a time. Remind us of the value of sharing your message with just one person each day. We pray for multiplication, but we pray for individuals who you celebrate. You told us in Luke, in the same way I tell you, there is rejoicing in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. Please give us the spiritual insight to see others as you do, not as numbers, but as creations of the Almighty who are made in His image. We praise you for the work you have already done and for the work you have yet to do. Thank you for allowing us to be a part of it. Amen. My friends, based on that survey, which was just a small representative sampling, we have some work to do, but God has empowered us to be instruments of His peace. So as we go forth this week, I'm going to pray that each and every one of you, that God gives you the strength and the courage and the wisdom to touch the lives of those whom you meet, so that they can experience the love, the warmth, and the compassion of the God who made us. Thank you so much for being here this week. I appreciate you. Have a great week. I'm Tom McQueen, and you've been listening to Wisdom for a Crazy World. God bless you, my friends.